Father God in heaven, what a privilege it is to just come and just call on you, that we can gather here as friends and as family in you. I just pray that you may continue to bless these sessions as we come together as a youth conference and just being out here working for you, living for you, and ultimately presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. Be with us now as we discuss one or two items pertaining to our health, physically, spiritually, and mentally. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Well, it's definitely good to be with you all here. And it's not general youth conference. It is a generation of youth for Christ. And many people say, well, I'm not young, or I have to pay a fee to get in here. Well, it says in the Bible, it says that all of us are what? Children of who? God. So we are all youth. Amen. So no one is considered older. Matter of fact, we don't say anyone is old. We say some people are more mature or more experienced. Is that all right? And some are still learning. So some of us are still learning. I'm definitely glad to be here in Minnesota or Minneapolis. I tried a little hydrotherapy this morning. This is not the place to try hot and cold showers. That shower came out so cold. If you heard anybody screaming on the 17th floor, it was me. You know, in Texas where we're based, you know, you could put it super cold and it's just warm. But here, I was in for a surprise. So be careful with the hot and cold showers, okay? Be careful. Somebody may get a little jolt there. So if the heart is not in good condition, something may go wrong. But we have a special program laid out for you. Let me just explain a little bit about our company here. NLC, or Nice Life Consultants, is a small consulting group. Our goal is to enter into the workplace. Our foundation, however, is based on the literature work, which we have been told over and over will be the last one of the last works here, and the medical missionary work. What we have done is, by the grace of God, we went back to the basics. I remember I always used to think I had new ideas growing up. Mom, look at this, look at that. She says, man, son, that's old news. Somebody already thought of that. So I said, man, Mom, you're hindering my growth. She says, why? I said, because every time I think I come up with something new, you said somebody else came up with it already. She says, but son, the only difference is those who apply what they've learned. That's the difference, because there is nothing new under the sun. But the only ones who are successful are the ones who apply what they've learned. Because a lot of us know everything, but how many of us are applying what we've learned? And so we said, hey, we're not going to redo the work. The work has already been done. The foundation of the church is based on a medical missionary, literature evangelist. And so we decided, let's go back to the basics and let's do it the way that it was taught, that the entering wedge is the what message? The health message. So we decided, let's go ahead and start sharing the health information with people. And I'll share with you a testimony or two. Matter of fact, was in Dallas about 2 years ago. Had an opportunity in Dallas to, I met a lady, and she says, hey, what are you doing? I said, well, we are, to tell you the truth, I said, we're retired. She says, huh? You're too young to be retired. I said, why do you say that? She says, well, you know, usually you have to wait till 60 or 65, 60 early retirement. I said, no, I'm on my retirement plan right now. She says, what do you do? I said, well, we just go around and we help people wherever we can. She says, with what? I said, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever it is, depression, whatever it is, we help them. And we go to their homes to help them. So she looked around. She says, I have endometriosis. I have this problem. I have that problem. The lady knows me from nowhere and start telling me all of these issues she was dealing with. So I looked around too and I said, I can't help you right now, you know, because we're like walking, you know, like in an open place here. Can't help you, but let's fill out a time and then we can go ahead and visit with you. We'll consult with you. Had an opportunity to consult with her. She was dealing with endometriosis. She had a little bit of extra blessings. You guys know what that means? We don't say no one is fat, no one is skinny. Some have more blessings than others. Come back on our second session. We're going to show you how to balance those blessings. And watch this, by applying the simple information that we shared with her, within that 6 months' time, when she went back to the physician, because she had to go all the time to remove cysts and different growths, There was no cyst found. In that same 6 months, she balanced over 30 to 45 blessings. She also started sharing the information with her family. She says, man, this is powerful. And a matter of fact, I didn't even have to buy any special pills. She says, tell me some more. Never tell. We're called lifestyle consultants. But never ask a medical missionary or literature evangelist for more information. This is just 10% of the books we have, if you guys know what I mean. So she asked for more information. She says, I need you to help my family. No problem, we'll help your family. Next you know, we got a call 3 months later. She says, are you ready? I said, for what? She says, well, this lady was a Filipino lady. She says, we already bought the ticket for you guys because we don't charge any fees for our programs. You know, just cover expenses and stuff like that. We already bought the tickets for you guys to go visit with our family. I said, not a problem, because she told me some of the family was in California. So I said, well, I'm not sure about the dates yet. She says, you don't have any choice. I said, why? She said, we spent over $3,000 on a ticket. I said, man, first class to California is not so expensive. She says, oh, I forgot to tell you, my family is in the Philippines. So I'm like, okay. So she said, the ticket will be for this date, so you guys have to be ready. Can you believe it? This is a non-Adventist that we're talking about here. So we got on a plane and we took off to the Philippines, to Manila. She wanted us to help her grandpa who was dealing with diabetes. He's starting to go blind now. A lot of other kids were dealing with ear infections. The aunt has diabetes. The aunt told me one time when we finally got to meet with her, she says, man, the doctor takes so good care of my feet. He clips my toenails for me. He massages my feet. Man, I just love this doctor. I said, okay. Now, we work with doctors. But I said, you know what he's doing? She says, what is that? When a person has diabetes for an extended period of time, what happens to the circulation in the lower extremities? It stops. What happens afterwards? Sooner or later, what sets in? Gangrene, different items. And what will they do to that leg or to that foot? They'll cut it off. I said, you don't realize this, but he is preparing your leg to be removed. So I said, continue to go to him, but make some changes now before this problem gets any worse. But as we were headed over to the Philippines and we got to Manila, we were going to work with Grandpa. Grandpa heard along the way, because remember, she asked for more information. So we started sharing with her the desire of ages. We started sharing with her the great controversy. So she started doing Bible study. And she found out we happened to be Adventists. So she's like, no problem, I'll go visit the Adventist church. But she told this to them. They are very, very strict Catholic family. So when Grandpa heard that we arrived, and somewhere along the line he heard that we were Adventists, he said, don't let them in. They will have to stay out. And she says, why? He says, I know how them Adventists work. They're going to come and try to change everything. And what happened is, long time ago, some missionaries went and worked with them. And they told some of their relatives that they couldn't go to church because, you guys know what I mean? And they couldn't go to church maybe because they was wearing a pants or something. You know, these are good practices, but it takes time. And so they were real, you know, standoff about this situation. But they said, Grandpa, either you let them come in and help us to get better help, or you just stay there with your situation and die. So Grandpa had to think about that for a second. He says, okay, let them in, but no Bible talk. So we said, not a problem. We're lifestyle consultants. So we got in there and we started working with this family. Man, I tell you this, the kids who were dealing with ear infections, they were popping, you know, antibiotics like it was candy. Every day, okay, mom, they'll just pop it because they had ear infections so much. By following the simple information, the ear infection was gone in a week's time. The aunt who had diabetes, you guys know what normal numbers for blood sugar should be, right? Okay, normal numbers for blood sugar should be between, let me show you here. And the reason why I want to show you, see, I can easily tell you guys, but if I tell you, you'll forget and it'll become another he said, she said. But if I read it to you, then it'll last a little bit longer. This is why we use the printed page. Normal numbers for blood sugars on a regular basis should be between 70 to 100. Okay? This individual's blood sugars was running 250, 260, 275. She made some of the changes. By the second week of following information, when she did the blood test, her numbers were back down to 130. Her doctor took off half of her medication. So we start helping the family. We're cooking with them and stuff like that. And I'll just tell you this real quick. Sabbath came and I'm like, oh, I got to go to church. But Grandpa will kick me out if I invite anybody to church. So I just went to a park and I prayed and stuff like that. Still kept working with Grandpa. Two Saturdays came. I said, I have to find a church. So I looked around. Grandpa wasn't around. I said, hey, where's the local Baptist church? Oh, they said, you should have asked us a long time ago. It's right there. So I said, don't let Grandpa know, but I'm going to church. They said, well, we want to go with you too. So I'm going to church now with 10 people from that family. What happens is, as they began to start implementing the simple laws, the simple guidelines that we share with them, their discernment became clearer and they wanted to learn more. Second week, 15 came. 20 came. Just got a call from the pastor, this is a year now, that about two of them are getting ready for baptized now, to be baptized. And here's the good news. While we were there, this is almost a month's time now. You know our faithful brothers who go two by two door to door and are not of this church. They came by in the strict Catholic community, knocked on the door. Hey, how you guys doing? You know, we just want to, you know, share some information. They said, oh, no, we're not interested. Well, why not? Well, guess who screamed from the back? Grandpa said, we're Adventists. And you know what those two gentlemen said? They said, really? Oh, good news. Thank you so much. Have a good day. No problem. So everybody looked back at Grandpa and said, what? Grandpa, he said, well, we're eating like them now, because obviously we changed their whole diet. And he said, I see you guys sneaking out on Saturday morning to go to church. We're thinking like them, we're talking like them, so we might as well be them. And so I said, praise the Lord is opening the door there. We were about to leave. Grandpa said, wait, I have some friends in Thailand. He says, I said, well, I'm sorry, I gotta go, you know, we've been here for almost a month. He says, too bad, we already bought the ticket. So we had to go to Thailand. I'll tell you that story later. Some of the people there were dealing with acid reflux, high blood pressure, items like that. Within a week and a half time, one person who had acid reflux, you guys know acid reflux, right? A little tingling, you go to sleep and it just starts burning you. They were able to take care of that in 3 days. Other one in 2 weeks, their blood pressure came back down to normal. And so it's just been a blast. We were working there in Thailand. We were going to head back. The people in Thailand said, wait, you have to help our friends. I said, oh, no more help right now, because we had a big conference in Texas. They said, our friends are in the Middle East. And a matter of fact, in our second session in Balancing the Blessings, we're going to talk about that testimony, how we had an opportunity to work with a lady who had extra blessings, over 300 plus blessings, and how the Lord went ahead and brought healing on her. So that's just some of the information and some of the ways we work by sharing the simple principles of health. And then the Lord opens the door in many, many other avenues. Today, however, we're going to be discussing counteracting the counterfeit. What to choose, who to choose, when everybody else has their own. And today we're going to lay out a little foundation of quickly of how we teach and where we get the information from. Man, I wish, matter of fact, there was a board. Yes, let me get that board, please. What to believe, who to choose when everyone else has their own. Have you guys sometimes been confused what to do? Every person who comes by and lectures has so many different ideas of this is how it should work. There's this diet, that diet. Everybody has their own diet. You have the South Beach soon. Maybe, where are we at? Minneapolis St. Paul diet will come out sooner or later. Or wherever you're from, I pray GYC has the natural diet from the Lord. Amen. And everyone has so many different ways. But I want to share real quick in our time here, how to decide what plan is the way God would have us to follow. Three basic guidelines on how we teach. Okay? Number one, what is the blueprint for man to follow? What did God give us to follow? The Bible, right? Was that clear? So, if you want to follow any diet, where should it be found? In the Bible. Is that clear? Okay? What is the original diet that God gave to man? We all know this. Fruits, nuts, what else? Grains, and who else? Veggies. Was that clear? So, in a nutshell, will anyone here be following, and I can say this, the Atkins diet? Because the Atkins diet does what? It pulls out what? What part of God's original diet did it pull out? The grains, and also those who are real strict in this diet, they pull out the veggies because they also have carbs. Now, we know that this is not a good sign. Because if God gave it to us, it says grains, fruits, nuts, and veggies is the diet that was chosen for us by our Creator. They give us strength. It says here, they give us endurance, a vigor of intellect. How does the diet of God give you a vigor of intellect? Carbs is fuel for the brain. So once you pull that out, will you be able to think straight? Not quite. So we see that anything else is more complex and overstimulating. So it has to be found in the Bible. We'll go a little bit more into this. Number two, it has to be found in, I could say, inspiration, or we know, spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy agree with the Bible. 100%. I have not found any situation where it has not agreed with it. So when you're lining up different diets, okay, we already saw how one diet doesn't work. What is another diet that everybody, eat right for your blood type? It was funny, I was just talking to my buddy. A lot of us, we go straight to the page of our blood type, but we didn't actually study where this came from. When you read the first pages or two on this, it says, this started from the evolution of a revolution. Right there, what do you need to do with that book? You need to put that right back down. Watch this, you have to be very careful. Because if you skip that and you start going into the different things that works for you here and works for you there, you will be caught up in it. So right there, you need to stop. Spirit of prophecy has to agree with the Bible. And number three that we teach from is from good what? Good science. Watch this. You guys are ready. Just following these basic items, you can tell what's the right way, what's the wrong way. Good science will always prove what to be true. Spirit of prophecy and good science will always prove what to be true. Bible. Follow me. There's a lot of science out there now. A lot of science. Even some science that comes into the church. It says here, grains, fruits, nuts, and veggies is the diet that God chose for his people. They give us endurance, vigor of intellect that are not afforded. And it says endurance too. I always tell people this. I always wanted to know what diet were the disciples eating when Jesus went into the garden to get 70. Remember when Jesus said, man, this is a tough time for me. I need you guys to pray. He left. What happened to them? They fell asleep. Does that happen to some of us after we eat? We get the righteous or the sleepy zone or something like that. So I always wanted to do a deep study and say, what diet were they eating? Because they obviously had no endurance. Jesus came back out. What are you guys doing? Please pray for me. Went back, came back again. What were they doing? They were sleeping. Watch this. We're going to see how sometimes science could mess up these items if we're only looking at science. When you follow the diet that God gave to you, grains, fruits, nuts, and veggies, what vitamins or minerals do they say you're usually missing out on? What was that? Okay, B12. Or you're also missing out on who? Somebody said? Protein. We'll look at both of those real quick. This is a weird mic there. Who can tell you what is the highest source of protein in our diet? We're going to show you how good science will prove that to be true now. Okay, beans, the high source. Rice as well. What kind of rice? The whole grain, brown rice. Let's look at one other item here. The highest source of protein in our diet is, any guess? I have a gift for anybody who can get it. Tofu? Okay? And where does the tofu come from? The soybean. As a matter of fact, I'll run over. You have a gift here. This is our manual that we use in our training. It is Pathways to Health and Happiness or Ministry of Healing. Everybody know Ministry of Healing? Okay, that's one book I would encourage everyone to read if they want to continue and learn how to become a lifestyle consultant. It says the highest source of protein. The items here in pink are animal products. Items here in green are plant products. Do you see how some of the plant products outweigh the animal products? And a matter of fact, we don't want too much protein in our diet. Too much protein can cause another problem. This is, everybody know, New Start, right? And it's for who? Nutrition, E. Exercise, W. S. T is for what? Temperance. The things that are good for you, be moderate. The things that are bad, cut them out. So we have to be moderate. Soybean, lentils, whole grain bread, and whole grain rice. All of these are loaded with protein. So when someone tells you following the way that God will want you to live, you are missing out on vitamins and minerals, you know what I automatically think they're telling me? Number one, they're trying to tell me God forgot to appropriate for it. Can God forget? Let's look at vitamin B12 real quick. From Good Science. Okay, who can tell me where does vitamin B12 come from? Okay. And you said? Okay, you said grain? Bacteria. Any others? Watch this. You see this chart right here? Are there any green items on there? Green represents what? Plant products, okay? And I'll come back to where you guys are at there. There is no B12 found in plant products. So watch this. Science was good by saying, hey, if you don't eat animal products, you're missing out on vitamin B12. They are onto something there because it's only found in what products? Animal products, okay? You ready for this now? Which category do we fall under? Now remember, we're counteracting the counterfeit, and we're going to show you how that comes even closer. We're going to study. How can you? It was funny, we were just talking. The guy in charge of the Treasury of the United States. They asked him, there is so much fake money. As a matter of fact, we were in the Middle East. There was one place in the Middle East. They make billions of dollars in fake money. We were in a certain place in South America. They make billions of dollars fake money. Man, you looked at it. That thing is so real. If you didn't have Jesus in you, you'd be like, hey, let me get some more, please. That thing is so real. You know that little strip that you have in your money? Oh, they have fake money that have that now. You can't tell. I saw it. I was like, oh my goodness. And it was 100% fake, but it looked 100% what? Real. They asked them, how do you keep up with all of these new things? Because you keep changing the paper, you keep changing the colors, all that stuff. Who can tell me, how does a person who identifies counterfeit money, how do they know it? Do they keep up with all of the different counterfeits that are being made? They know the what? They know the real. How do we know which way to live our life if we have not studied the what? The real thing. Even though we looked at some of those other diets, you don't ever have to waste your time studying them. You know what you have, and it has never changed. Has God's diet changed over 6,000 years ago? It's the same thing today. So looking at that item, vitamin B12 is only found in animal products. Reason why, and I want to show you this here. Reason why vitamin B12 is produced by tiny microorganisms. Who can tell me how much vitamin B12 you need a day? And the reason I'm asking you guys, because even in the church, a lot of people still mixed up. Nobody has any idea. How much vitamin B12? You said 50? 50 what? Okay. Anybody else? 100. Okay. Micrograms or milligrams? Micrograms. Watch this. You ready for this? Counteracting the counterfeit. And I'm going to show you what happens when you don't follow that simple guideline. Look what it says. Fortunately, we do not need very much vitamin B12. Thank goodness. That means, you know, I don't have to eat animal products. But watch this. We only need up to 2, sometimes maximum, maybe 4 micrograms. But it says up to 2 micrograms a day. This is such a small amount that if one person took a teaspoon of B12, how much? Thank you. A tablespoon or a teaspoon? A teaspoon of B12, it will be enough to meet the needs of 100 people for their entire lives. Wait, no. Yeah, missed that one. If they took just a teaspoon, it will be enough to meet the needs of double the amount of people that are in here today. Not only for today, for how long? Their entire lives. Are you ready for this? I always tell this. I go home to not take care of my mom. She takes care of herself. But, you know, I always tell people, my mom is my girlfriend. You know, I go home and I cook and I try to bring her breakfast in bed and stuff like that. And one morning I went to bring her breakfast in bed and I knocked on the door and I opened the door and I went to bring her the breakfast and she jumped out of the bed, pushed the door open and ran to the kitchen. Watch this now. She grabbed this little bottle, the liquid suspension of vitamin what? B12. And she took one, you know, you squeeze it and you, one, two. Two big doses. I said, Mom, what are you doing? You're overdosing. She says, I need it to keep me, you know, energized. Did you know when you take too much now, it will overstimulate your body? Follow this. You ever saw the commercials on TV that tell you to take vitamin B12 supplements? And the more mature folk, remember, we don't say nobody's old. The more mature folk, they take their B12 and they're jumping around, playing tennis, riding bike, and say, man, I took this and I feel so good today. You ever saw those commercials? You know what just happened? One of those items they took has 1,000 milligrams. They just overdosed. Watch this. Uh-huh.
So following what you're saying, guys, my brother-in-law suffered from epilepsy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they wanted not to do was to take an excessive amount of B12 because it would trigger the seizures.
You guys heard that? Remember what we just read here? The grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables is the diet that God chose for us. Anything more will be too complex and overstimulated to the body. What is too complex in our diets that we sometimes take every day? Who? Carbohydrates, okay, if we take in excess. What else do we take? It's a nice little pill. Some of us take it in pills, some of us take it in the drink. A multivitamin. Watch this. Let me back up here real quick. Because some people want to know, well, where do I get the B12 from? B12 is only found in which products? Animal products. Which kingdom does man fall under? Animal or plant? All right, you guys are clear on that. The reason I have to ask sometimes, you know, people say, well, we're in our own kingdom. You know, I said, praise the Lord. The kingdom of heaven, amen. But we fall under the animal. Did you know vitamin B12 is only produced? Animals don't produce it. Man doesn't produce it. Plants don't produce it. But vitamin B12 is only produced by microorganisms. Okay? These microorganisms are found in the oral cavity. I'm going to break that down. In your what? In your mouth and also in the digestive tract. They only produce trace elements. How much? Trace amounts of vitamin B12. Watch this. God already took care of us. He only produced just enough. How much do we need? We only need a trace amount. We only need 2 micrograms. And it's funny. I want to share. You know who studied this? He's in the other room. Neil Nedley. And many other researchers have shown that we can get it. So watch this. First thing we're going to do, because it's only produced in the oral cavity and in the digestive tract in small amounts, first thing we're going to do when we wake up in the morning after we say hallelujah, praise the Lord, what are we going to turn around and do? We're going to drink some nice warm water or room temperature water. And we can say, Lord, thank you for my natural supplement. Amen.
Amen.
Was that clear? Next item. I forgot to tell you. It's interactive. So if you have any questions, feel free to raise your hand and let's learn together. Uh-huh. And others who have had digestive tract surgery or items like that because they have a problem now with what? Absorption and facilitation of these items. Yes, question. No. Okay. The question was asked, is it the same as vitamin K? Vitamin B12? Oh, I'm sorry. We're being taped here. Is it the same as vitamin B12? No, it's not. The vitamin K, it helps with the blood as well, clotting, items like that. And so, but it's not the same as the vitamin B12. Yes, question.
Is there anything else besides these surgeries on the digestive tract that can hinder the
Okay. Are there anything else that can hinder absorption and items like that? Watch this. Let me share something. Also and we're going to be talking about this in our third session this afternoon on You Can't Afford to Be Sick. Also, let's say a person who is following this lifestyle, total vegetarian lifestyle. As a matter of fact, we don't say, if you don't hear me saying vegan or items like that, and there's usually a reason why. It was funny, I was traveling one day on a plane, And I was talking to one individual, and we was talking. She works for a big pharmaceutical company, and we were just talking different items like that. She says, "Man, you sound like a total vegetarian." I said, "Excuse me, well, a matter of fact, I am." She said, "You don't sound like a vegan." So I said, "Okay." She said, "Because vegans, you know, and watch this, the world understands it this way too." We were just over there in Bangkok and stuff like that, and over in Asia. When they hear vegan, they think that you're probably Hindu, you're a New Ager, or something like that, where you believe that God is in the animal. You don't want to eat the animal because maybe your brother or your friend is there, you know, was reincarnated in that item. Okay? We understand as a group or as a church, vegan, we just don't eat it. But when you tell some people in the world that, they understand it to be something totally different. Okay? So this is why when people ask, I just say, hey, we're total vegetarian. Even though vegan does not mean that per se, some people out there may interpret it as you being that type of person. So if you hear me say total vegetarian, that's what I mean. Yes, Doc?
Can somebody add to it honey and leather?
Mm-hmm. Right. Vegans don't even wear leather shoes. As a matter of fact, it's cold outside. That leather jacket will come in handy right about now. You know what I mean? So they don't do some of those items. So when we come back to other items that can help with or may hinder absorption, if you're also not resting on time, you follow that? If you're eating many times during the day as well, a lot of these other items, these other habits as well, can also lead to a person missing out on some of these items. If you eat it late at night, other items like that. So what we're going to do, we're going to lay down the foundation of the simple laws and guidelines of health. Yes?
It is also said too that individuals who eat a great deal amount of fish will feed on vitamin
D. Alright, you guys heard that? Anybody ever heard of... See, I just figured everybody here was total vegetarians. Is fish an animal or a plant? Okay, we have to clarify. All right? Watch this. Anybody ever heard of the fish tapeworm? Yes? No? Okay. I want to show you a little picture here. It is said that the fish tapeworm can grow up to 32 feet long. How long is your digestive tract? About 32 feet. Watch this. Look at this. Here's the fish tapeworm. Okay, as it gets in the system, it latches on the digestive tract. Who knows what is the favorite food of the fish tapeworm? Favorite food. It's like a, it just loves it. Vitamin who? Vitamin B12. So it just sits there on the digestive tract, and any vitamin B12 that's available, who's going to eat it before you get it? That tapeworm, and it continues to grow. It says it competes with the host. It competes with your body for this vitamin. And it eats it, it eats it, it eats it. Many people who have that over an extended period of time, they develop what is known as B12 deficiency anemia. Okay? Now, as you guys are sharing this with your friends or whatever like that, who may still be using some of these products or whatever like, don't say, man, you're going to die. You know, you're going to have this tapeworm in your system. No, 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 no. You can just share the information gently. Kindly and say, hey, this is what I've tried, and this is maybe what will work for you. But this can be also a cause of that problem as well. Yes? Okay. Remember how we laid it down? Are you talking about B12 or just B vitamins? Okay, what's this? We just found out quickly what produces it. Microorganisms, and they are found where? In the mouth and also digestive tract, right? And how much elements or amounts do they produce? A little bit. How much do we need? A little bit. So if we all follow, and we have not had different surgeries or items like that, we're trying our best to follow simple guidelines that we have been given, then we can avoid some of these situations. Or if we haven't used certain items that can allow the fish tapeworm to come into the system. But if anybody's scared of that, most people won't have it. Just go ahead and have some raw pumpkin seeds. Raw pumpkin seeds, also papaya, the seeds from there have vermifugal properties which paralyze the parasites, and you go ahead with a high fiber diet, and that'll get rid of that. Was that clear? Okay? Yes.
Okay, so I've had my time now. So I think this little 50 microgram pill, is that going to be too much?
If you take 50
microgram
pills, okay? What we would encourage people to do, if they are concerned, you can go ahead and get a full test. Because what we don't want to do, this is why in our program and consultations, we sit down with the individuals one-on-one. Because we're not here to say, hey, you have this problem or you have that problem. We sit down with them on a one-on-one basis and we look at the whole picture. Okay, if the doctor says you're having this problem or other items like that. So it's up to each individual. Matter of fact, in our next session, we're going to be passing our cards where you can sign up. We also have assessment sheets where you can sign up, fill it out, and you can get more information on that. Yes? Right. Get tested here. Watch this. Another rule of thumb. We established the three rules of thumb on counteracting a counterfeit. Next rule of thumb is a health message or a health plan that you want to follow has to be accessible to all people. All right, you follow that. So if I come by and say, hey, and if anybody is selling it, we're not here to talk about you. If I say, hey, you need a special type of water, and the only way you can get this water is if you buy this $3,000 machine from me. Now, this machine now will help you so well that, you know, it will reverse cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, this thing, athlete's foot, ear infection. Once you hear somebody, not even say somebody, once you hear a program or something saying they can heal everything in the world if you just take this, you have to stop immediately and say, hey, the only thing that heals everything in the world is what? Is the Lord, is Jesus. That's the only thing. Once they start saying, man, this is good for your toes, to your hair, to your eyes, to your stomach, you automatically can say, no way. We're going to be talking about the different reasons why people deal with sickness and disease. Did I get cancer because I was drinking bad water? Did I get athlete's foot because I was drinking bad water? We didn't get the problem because we was missing out on that water. So our situations are not going to be solved if we start getting that water. And it's not just that. You know, you ever heard of special juices? One juice that can save your life. Even helps you deal with your kids better. I mean, these things, these miracle items or whatever like that, you have to be careful of. When Jesus came and witnessed to the people, did he only witness to the rich man? He only worked with the poor people. Only the middle class. When Jesus came to witness, who did he witness to? Everybody. We have to counteract the counterfeit. Once you start seeing something that's only accessible to one level of society, one class of society, you have to be careful. Was that clear? These are the simple rule of thumbs. And watch this now. We're going to come home. God's health message is like a sword. Sharp, and it doesn't waver. Remember how we established? Does the health message change? No, not at all. So it's just like this. Now, we know this is a great controversy going on in our society, in our world today, between good and evil. Now, the adversary knows that God's people are past the days of smoking or drinking. We're past those days. Some of us never had those days. Praise the Lord. We're past that. So will he come and try to tempt God's people with the drinking, the smoking, the drugs, and all that stuff? No. But he will come so close to the truth. Okay? We establish the laws of health. And watch this. This is how you can tell the truth. It has to be found where? And? Good science. He will come so close to the truth with a little bit of error that it says, if it were possible, who would be deceived? The very elect. But why will the very elect not be deceived? Because they know? They know the truth. And they studied it. Is that clear? Watch this. When God comes back, will only the people in Minneapolis see him? Yes? No?
No.
You guys sure? Why will not only the people in Minneapolis see him? Because what? The Bible says that every eye will what? Will see him. Watch this. That's the spiritual aspect of it. The health is just the same. We're going to be looking in our next session on balancing the blessings. Did you know God gave his people a specific plan to follow according to their diets? Remember the children of Israel? As they were coming out, they were so tainted with the practices and the lifestyles of who? The Egyptians. The Lord knew, man, these people ain't ready for the promised land. They'll adulterate that too. In order for him to guide them and to speak to them clearly, what did the Lord have to do? What did he change first? Their diets. I want to share something. It says here, a clock, it says, we should eat simple and less should be eaten in order that the mind may be clear to comprehend spiritual things. A clogged stomach means a clogged brain. How can we hear God's voice when we ain't feeling well? You guys know what I mean? How can we hear God's voice when we've been overstimulated on, maybe we're taking millions of supplements? You know, I'll just share this with you. We're not saying supplementation is bad. But can I go to the poor neighborhood here in Minnesota and sell them a $20 bottle of pills? Look at how our society moved. We are moving now from drug medications. Remember that, right? Oh, nobody wants to take drugs no more. And then, let me tell you this real quick. We're not here to say come off of your drugs. If you're on a medication, stay on it, make the changes, let the Lord heal you, and then be a witness to who? Your physician. We have many people. I remember one individual. She says, oh, I trust in the Lord. I'm going to claim that I don't have this ailment or sickness. When she was diagnosed with that sickness. She has severe high cholesterol and already had a mini stroke. She says, I'm claiming the healing power in the name of Jesus. She came off of all medication. On the job, telling, yes, I'm claiming Jesus' name. Yes, God is good. I don't have that problem no more. 2 to 3 weeks later, she had a major heart attack. You know, everybody on a job in the church will probably say, what happened to your Jesus? This is not the way we want to do it. We want to identify what's the cause of the problem and work intelligently to remove it. So our society now is moving away from these drug medications. And what are we doing medications now? Herbal medication. I have to share this with you. If you have to take 3,000 milligrams of garlic to keep your blood pressure low, have you been healed? Hold on, but the garlic came from the Lord. Have you been healed? You have not been healed if you have to take an item in excess. However, can these medicinal plants help us when sickness and disease come? Yes. But if we have to continue to take it over extended period of time, have we eliminated the problem? So you see, you have to, and one person I was even talking to, and not even having it, she says, man, you know what? This is so true. She says, in the last days, I won't be able to buy or sell. I said, She sounds like Adventist, no? She said, I won't be able to buy or sell. So number one, I have to be off of my medication because, you know, I can't buy no more medication. And she says, number two, man, when she opened up her cabinet and showed me the amount of vitamins and minerals and stuff that she was taking, she was spending over $300 to $400 a month on these items. She says, if I can't buy or sell drug and stuff medication, how am I going to be able to buy these herbal medications? So, the basic guideline that we want to follow is this. We should choose the foods that best supply the elements needed for building up the body. What should we choose? The foods. We cannot be guided or safely be guided by the customs of society. You guys heard it. One day, vitamin E is good for the what? You seen it? CNN. Yes, if you take vitamin E, excellent for the heart. 3 months later, new study shows vitamin E is causing heart attacks and heart problems. You see how that science, what kind of science is that? That's bad science. Good science, as we just looked at here, the highest source of protein is what? Soybeans. We get it from the lentils, items like that. Good science will always prove spirit of prophecy to be true, and good science will always prove what to be true? The Bible. All these other diets, and we'll look at that in our next session on balancing the blessings. What does the world say? How many meals you should eat a day? How many? 5 or 6 meals a day. This is what the world says. But let's go. It says here that at least 5 or 6 hours should come in between the meals. And most people who give the simple plan a try will find that 2 meals a day are better than 3. Okay? Let's go to prophecy. Let's go to the Bible. Remember how we said the Lord started working with the Egyptians? What was one of the first things he did? He sent them the what from heaven? The manna from heaven. How many times did he tell them to get the manna? Okay? Very good. He sent them the manna how many times?
Once a day.
How many times he told them to eat that manna? In the morning and the what? in the morning and in the evening. Did spirit of prophecy just prove the Bible to be true? She said, give it a try. However, we're not here to say, hey, everybody, you have to do 2 meals a day. You're doing active labor or different items like that. You know, there's some things that you can do. If you do need a third meal, we're going to be looking at and balancing a blessing. Then it will be very light. So spirit of prophecy just proved that to be true. Let's look at good science now. There's a lot of science that says eat a lot of meals a day. Good science will show that it takes your body at least 3 to 4, possible 5 hours, but 3 to 4 hours to digest the food. And it says we should allow the body, what, time to rest after each meal. When you work your 4-hour shift, do they give you a rest on the job? Yeah, you need a rest. So the body needs a rest. This is why we say it's best to eat your meals. Even Spirit of Prophecy tells us again, how many hours? 5 to 6. Do you see how God's message is found, number one, in the Bible, and number two, Spirit of Prophecy proves that to be true. And number three, good science will always back that up. Any questions on that? Okay. Same item was followed, and I want to share this with you all as well. You guys heard that? Some or all. All. It does not miss not even one. An item that many people are concerned about in the age is like calcium or different things like that. Who can tell me what is the highest source of calcium in our diets today? Green leafy vegetables. Are you ready for this? Some science will say we need to take a certain amount of calcium every day. I just finished working with a client. They were taking a special pill supplement that provided a certain amount of calcium. This one pill contained the calcium that they needed for the day. So I asked them, how many times are you taking this pill? He was taking 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the evening. Are you ready for this? As a result of doing this, he had kidney stones before. They went ahead, they did the laser, they removed the kidney stones. Within 3 to 6 months, he went back to the physician. The physician almost cursed. I was like, praise the Lord, he did it. The physician was so shocked that he had developed kidney stones, large kidney stones. So the physician said, hey, what are you doing? As we sat down and we began to consult with him, we found out he was taking these pills. For what? I'm not sure. Somebody came by and told him, hey, this is necessary, this is good for you, da-da-da-da-da. He started taking that, and as a result of taking those items, he had developed kidney stones. See what happens when the science is not good to prove the Bible to be true? What we do is we say, hey, good science tells us if calcium is good for you, then let's just go ahead, and who can tell me what is the highest source of calcium in the diet? Okay. Anyone else? Spinach, kale, collard greens. The highest edible source of calcium is sesame. You guys know sesame seed? The little white things you sprinkle over sometimes, or you see them on bagels and stuff like that. One of the highest sources. And watch this. The reason why we don't put people, hey, take this vitamin, that vitamin, because each vitamin or mineral balances another one out. So if you start taking calcium, you're going to need to start taking what to absorb and facilitate that one. Vitamin C or vitamin D, and then you're going to have to take this vitamin and this vitamin and this vitamin to do that. Watch what the Lord did for us already. You ready? Sesame and phosphorus works together. They balance each other out. Okay? So if you start taking a high amount of calcium, what is your body going to have to do in order to compensate for that? It has to start doing what to the phosphorus? Depleting the body of? Phosphorus. If you start taking too much phosphorus ions or whatever like that, what's going to happen to the calcium? Goes down. We do a lot of projects in different, more experienced homes. You know what I mean? Nursing homes. Everybody wants to know, what can I do for calcium? And they got a calcium supplement in one hand and a soda can in the next. You hit it on the head. What is the number one ingredient in the soda? Phosphoric acid. While they're drinking that soda, and this is for everybody here, what is it doing to the bones? It is leaching, pulling the calcium out of the bones. Now, because their calcium is dropping so low, they have what? A calcium supplement. And so this is what they're doing to the body. Sooner or later, the body's going to say, hey, I'm done with this. Look, you on your own. Because it's a battle. So watch what the Lord did. Sesame, one of the highest sources, and all the other items that you guys mentioned are high in calcium as well. There's blackstrap, molasses, soybean, almonds, white beans, all of these things have them. But look at what phosphorus has. One of the highest sources, or a good amount, is what seed? Sesame seed. You saw that? The Lord gave us a package deal. He said, eat this and I'll take care of both of your situations. I'll absorb and facilitate at the same time.
Do you use any of that with tahini?
Oh, tahini?
Is there any loss at all?
Not tahini. Oh, here's the best thing when you follow the way God has given us. Whatever your body doesn't need, it just gets rid of it. Watch this. Let's go as we close on this item. Here's a little tip for you guys. And I know we've just been talking about supplements because I know most of you guys are vegetarian and all that good stuff. So I'll look at the things that we usually work on. When you take a supplement, watch this, listen to your body. What happens to your urine? What color is it? Some people, well, ladies different, but for guys, some of us, we jump back. Oh, what just happened there? You know, it's bright. The sun just ended up in the urinal, if you know what I mean. You, man, what just happened? You know what your body is telling you? Too much. I don't need it. No more. Watch this though. That's even with vitamin C. You take too much, the urine changes color. That's your body saying, please, no more. I'm done. Our bodies now have changed from absorption and facilitation. And now our bodies are starting to change and saying, please, get out, get out, get out. Too much, too much, too much. Did you notice real quick? They say the urine here in North America has more vitamins and minerals than what most people in the world eat every day. Expensive urine. Now, watch this, doc. I got to put in a disclaimer. We are not saying that the urine is good for your health. You guys think I'm joking. Did you know there is a diet? I forgot what it's called. Anybody know the name of that diet? It's First Urine Diet or something like that. In the morning, they tell you to drink one tablespoon of your first morning's urine. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy. Don't be surprised if this ends up on one of our popular shows in Chicago. You know what I mean? Drink your first morning's urine and you can lose weight. Matter of fact, I can't even go into that. We're going to continue that in the second session. But this here is a plant. And I have to tell you this. That works. But it also causes another problem at the same time. So the Lord has given us package deals where we just follow it. And the easiest way to follow the rule of thumb or counteract the counterfeit is study what we have. When you know what you have good, when you see these other things start coming up, you can easily say, this is not the right way. Nope, that's no good because it's missing that part. Oh, it's not accessible to all people. Oh, that's no good. This one, oh, evolution, oh, no good. When it starts disagreeing, oh, that one, 6 meals a day, nope, no good. And you just continue doing what you're doing and you sit back and watch how God will bless you. Amen? Any questions as we close? What you want to do is close with a word of prayer here. And I want to encourage y'all, our next session is going to be balancing the blessings. Do we have it there? Let me just grab this card for you. Oh, sorry. We're going to be talking about balancing the blessings and how easy. We're going to put together a nice little plan for us to follow, a schedule, a daily schedule to follow. Here on the card, if you would like to see this program or you would like to learn how to become a lifestyle, healthy lifestyle consultant, you can fill this out here. You don't even have to mail it in. You can turn it into us here today and we'll get that information to you, how we can bring this to your community, your home, your school, or even your church there. Okay? Let us bow our heads as we pray. Lord God, one more time, we thank you again for the simple truths that you have given us, how you will have us to counteract the counterfeit. But Lord, we don't ever have to spend time studying these other teachings. We just have to study what you've given us. And when we have that, dear Father, it says we will not be deceived. So I thank you for the simple truths, and may you bless, may you answer, and may you bring healing physically, spiritually, and mentally. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
This media was produced by Audioverse and Hope Media Ministry for GYC, Generation of Youth for Christ. If you would like to listen to more great media like this presentation, or if you would like to learn more about GYC, please visit www.gycweb.org. You can also find great witnessing media at audioverse.org and at hopevideo.com.